Okay, Hanukkah's coming up. We're going to learn some Hanukkah Maimonim here in Torah Od. First Maimon we're going to learn is on page 64. 64 on top it says Miketz, but these are where the Hanukkah Maimonim are. So it says, Tana Rabban, Rabbanu learned like this. Mitzvah's Ner Hanukkah, the mitzvah Ner Hanukkah. What is the actual mitzvah of lighting the menorah? Bishami, Emini, Emrid, Shin, Madlik, Ches. Bishami holds the first night, you light eight. And then you keep going. Perchus Vehelech, Ubeishil, Ulaim, Emri, Shin, Madlik, Echot. Mikan Vehelech, Meis, Vehelech. Bishil, Ulaim holds the first night, you light, like we do. Light one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Because you go up in holy things. Bishami says it goes down, first night, eight, seven, six, five. Because it corresponds with the cows, the bulls that they brought on Sukkot that was in descending order. So it says, Lahov and Ma'ini and Erchanag Lepari Achag, to understand Lucheda, I mean, Bishami is a little bit seemingly not understood. Because what does Hanukkah have to do with Sukkot? Because the bulls on Sukkot go in a descending order, so therefore, Hanukkah candles also go down. Like, what's the connection between the two? So, Nagda Mashakosav Ner Mitzvah Torah Od. We'll first introduce it by understanding what the Pasuk says, Ner Mitzvah Torah Od. And Ner is a mitzvah. And the Torah is light. Shamitzvah Nikan Ner. Mitzvahs are called candle, like it says, Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom. The neshama, the candle of Hashem is the neshama of, oh no. Neshama is called a candle. Yeah, and Torah is called Od. It says, mitzvahs are called not only a ned, but they're also called garments. What does it mean, mitzvahs are called garments? What type of garments are mitzvahs? Asha and neshama, mislabesh, is behem began Eden. The neshama in Gan Eden, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya from the Zayar, when the neshama comes to Gan Eden, yeah, it also needs food and clothing. So, what's the food of the neshama in Gan Eden? The Torah that it learned in this world. What are the garments of the neshama in Gan Eden? It says the mitzvahs it did in this world. Tzricha neshama lekayim tayag mitzvahs. Therefore, in order for the neshama to be completely dressed, so to speak, because it needs to be dressed. All the 613 mitzvahs are the garments. So therefore, the neshama needs to keep all 613 mitzvahs, k'dei she'yamalbush b'shleimus, that the garment should be he should be completely dressed. V'imchosed echad mi'amitzvahs. And therefore, if one of the mitzvahs, a guy only did 612. So one mitzvah, he doesn't have that garment. So tzarech chosel levusha, that garment is missing. Lochein tzrich olavay eid. Therefore, the Arizal writes, and the neshama has to come down again and again and again. Lekayim mitzvah he shechosra to fulfill the mitzvah it lacked. K'day lahashim amalbush. So it says based on Zayin and Arizal the following: the garments of the neshama in Gan Eden. By the way, it says the same thing with food. You're missing some of the courses. If you don't learn all Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod, then you're losing part of the food. You're missing a course. You don't have all the mitzvahs, so you're missing out on the garments. So therefore, that is all right. Dr. Rebbe quotes this in Tanya. All the neshamas have to keep coming down and down and down until it learns all aspects of Torah and until it does all mitzvahs. Okay, so it says the mitzvahs that you can do, like the mitzvah of a king and the mitzvah of Kohanim, the Kohanim and the king, it does it for us.
It's not that we have to learn it?
No, but you have to learn it anyway. That's learning. But the fulfillment of the mitzvah, the Kohanim and the kings, do the mitzvahs for us, and therefore sake we did it.
The Shua itself, on this case...
No, because the mitzvah, unless if it's a tshuva mi'ava, like Rabbi Elazar ben Dadai, otherwise you didn't do the mitzvah. Okay, so he says, Olevai inyan al levush in neshama gan Eden. So what did Alter Rebbe say until now? That the mitzvahs are the garments of the neshama gan Eden. So to understand, what does it mean, a garment of a neshama gan Eden? What are the neshamas doing in Gan Eden? They bask in the God, in the ray of Hashem's godliness. The inyan aziv, what's the inyan of the ray? The mirroring self revelation of the infinite Elokus, umisangin and neshamas began Eden, and the neshamas are enjoying Gan Eden. Shemasigim eza ha'ora, that they get a ray of the ray. So he says like this. There's the infinite revelation, then there's a ray, and then there's a ray of the ray. And that's what they get in Gan Eden. L'chein, af b'chlal, yesh rav beis b'chines. Gan Eden el yinim b'riya, and Gan Eden atachnu yitzira. Therefore, even though we know there's higher Gan Eden and lower Gan Eden. Higher Gan Eden is b'riya, lower Gan Eden is yitzira. Aval b'protis, but more detailed, yesh asog is b'ligvul. There's infinite levels. Because like it says, tzaddikim yelchu michayel ochoyul, you go from level to level. If there's only two levels, you only go twice. So there's infinite levels in Gan Eden. Then the neshama keeps going. Asher nishmosim nisalu b'ilu yachir ilu, they keep going higher and higher and higher. By the way, it's interesting. And a yartzei though, then the neshama jumps higher. Like this, it goes every day higher, 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 gradual ascent. Yartzei, the neshama has a leap, and therefore has to go through Nar Dinur, and we say Kaddish to help it, that it should go higher and whatever. Ki emis b'lasogus erviziv, because there's no amount of the understanding of Elokus, which is Ha'ara Meir and Tzav Baruch Hu. V'chol zman shetzricha neshama lalitz migan Eden l'chaveri, at any time, neshama needs to go from level to level, it has to go to Nar Dinur. It literally, it's a fiery river. But obviously, you're talking about Ruchnius. So you're not talking about physical fire. The Gehenim is not a physical fire. It's spiritual fire. She'evot l'kol ha'sagos ha'kedemes. And he says like this. Just like the... I don't know if we'll say it up there, but... They'll go from level to level. They have to go to this mikveh called Nar Dinur. Now, what's the concept of a mikveh? Tvila is the letters bittul. Now, when you go gradual, so then it's okay. You go from level 1 to level 2 to level 3, because it's all in the same realm. But when you want to go from a level to a jump level, like we said on the yard site or something like that, special occasions, then the lower level gets in the way of the higher level. And because the lower level gets in the way of the higher level of understanding Elokus, because it's a much greater level of Elokus, so therefore it gets in the way, so then you need to go through Nar Dinur, which is to get rid of all the earlier levels, and now you can go to the higher level. Ki asoga hakidemis, neged asoga shilamayla mimena, because the earlier understanding, the lower level, compared to the higher level, ein erech klal, is no connection whatsoever, so it gets in the way. Veinu betela lagamri. Vibatela lagami negda achasha sagasa now. So therefore, la'atli is masi gotamir into a baruchu. He says, in order to understand the higher level, kolasagi yaseda, shemasi gora sagas shemata butler connector. You have to get rid of it. Meaning it becomes butler. You forget it, so to speak, it doesn't exist.
As they go up, they have an effect for the people down here?
Yeah. Neshama, when it goes up, that says in Tanya, the Rebbe says this about a yartzeit. And the yartzeit, the neshama has, what do you see? Neshama should have an aliyah, right? Yes. Every day neshama has an aliyah, but there's a jump aliyah, the jumping aliyah. So therefore, when if you connect it to a neshama, like a parent or whatever, but especially by a Rebbe, when a Rebbe goes up, all those connected to him go up too. It's like on a rope, right? You're connected. So he goes up, everybody goes up. All about, and by the way, I said this every time we learn such things, I say, I never understood what this means. Like Rabbi Zeta fasted 40 fasts, 100 fasts, forget Bavli when it comes to Tulin Yisham. Why is that learning contradictory to Yerushalmi learning. And in fact, Bavli, if anything, what you know should help to understand Bavli. But finally, when the Eibushter, because we get dumber, the Eibushter makes, before Mashiach comes, he gives us clearer things. Why is it that kids, little kids, pick up all these new computers and phones and this stuff? In a second, you want something to get done, you ask your grandkids to do it. Even your kids are in a bottle already. You ask the grandkids to do it, and in a second, they figure it out. Why, and the adults can't figure it out. What, are they stupider than the kids? No, probably. But besides that, there's another reason. Our brains are wired a certain way. As we grew up, we were taught a certain way of thinking. Yeah? The new level of technology is a completely different way of thinking. So our way of thinking gets in the way of that way of thinking. It's like it does. That's what we can't figure out, because the way our brains work, this stuff we can't figure out. But kids that are clean, so to speak, they're not wired yet in a certain way of understanding, so they pick it up very easily, because there's no contradiction in the thinking of how to figure it out. And that's exactly what Chassidus explains. The difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi is not just a higher form of learning. It's a completely different form of learning. And the earlier form of learning gets in the way. Or one level of Gan Eden, that's why you have to go through Na'ar Dinur. Because the higher level of Gan Eden is so different than the earlier level of Gan Eden, it pushes, gets in the way. You can't think the same way, because now we understand it much better. Okay, so he says, and because of this, the middle of the column, 64 second column, and therefore everybody gets burnt from the chuppah of his friend, meaning in Gan Eden, whatever it means, everybody has their own compartment, their own cubicle, and everybody gets burned from the friend's cubicle. Therefore, he gets burned from the seichel, from the understanding, from the pleasure that the friend has. Because my thinking, not your thinking, his thinking, not her thinking. Everyone has a different level of understanding. That he understands the Shechina. So therefore, what's the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe is explaining, what does it mean, garments of the Neshama in Gan Eden? Right? He said, because the mitzvah said the garments of the Neshama in Gan Eden. Yes? So he's explaining. In Gan Eden, there are different levels. And this level is not this level. And then you have the Elias. And then you need to have the Bittul. And then you have all this. And the Holy One, we say, Ata Kaddish V'Shimcha Kaddish, and then we say, Ukdeshim B'chol Yom, the Holy One. Who's the Holy Ones? So he says it means, and the Nesham is B'Gan Eden. It refers to the Nesham is in Gan Eden that are called Kaddishim. Yaluchah Sela, praise you forever. And it says, Kol Malkim Shenam Sela, says in Halacha, what does Sela mean? Forever, infinite. Because Elokus is, it's a Pashto thing. Elokus is bligvul. And if Gan Eden is understanding Elokus, so there's infinite levels, because there's infinite ray of Elokus, which is infinite. Therefore, Gan Eden is a super, super lofty level of enjoyment. Therefore, the Chazal says, the Gemara says about Acher, motive the Ladaina. It's worth for him to be punished in Gehenim, v'lei selama da'osa. Okay? Why? Ki ein kedai kol adinim neged tanig asugos. You can't compare the punishment to the reward. So the punishment is nothing compared to the reward. Af shegane natachten, ein arech klal. And Gan Eden Tachna is negative. Gan Eden Elyon Adreim Amaylis. At one level is nothing compared to the next level. Ki Atainugim Shinim Shochem Erin Tzof. Mokar Kol Atainugim Ein Beli Gvul. Because the level of Gan Eden, which is Tainug, enjoying Elokus, is unlimited. Ukebei Shireim Bechush. Like we see clearly. She'af mashinafel b'shvidus hakelim. Even physical taivis are bleakful. Not only ruchnias. He says all the tainugim gashmi ugamkin ain shir.
But there's no physicality up there.
Yeah, but then for sure it's bleakful.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Even in Gashmi is the Tainuk, there's bleak wool. So in Ruchni is the for sure there is bleak wool. Kiyash kama mine tainim kyudua a misput. Im kain, if so, if in Gashmi is this infinite, Allah has kama vakam. Hashed or shamakal is a tainuk Ruchni. Therefore, if you can't talk about spiritual pleasure, av mi gandei natachten u bleak wool, man, it's of mamish infinite. So now the question is, Gan Eden, he's saying, is bleakful. Yeah? So then there's a problem. How could a limited neshama get this bleakful tainuk? How could Gash limited get bleakful? Lavorze, Haneshama, she begins balgvul, and neshama, which is still limited, Yev shilola hasigil yaziv. Which is Mahus Alokuz, therefore it's impossible for him to understand the essence of Alokuz, Kimai de Levush, only through a garment. Even Gashmias, in order to look at the sun and get its rays, you need a mechitza. Otherwise, it's too much. God forbid, you can get blind. Okay, so Nuchnis, you're not going to get blind, you're going to get spiritually blind. So, in order for a limited neshama to understand the infinite, level of the ray, but it's still infinite ray, of Gan Eden, you need a garment, which is Bechinus Masach, which is a curtain of separation, Vayidei Eisel Levushu Masach, and through the garment and the curtain, Yechel L'Kabel Ard Vaziv, then you're able to handle it, like you know, by an eclipse, they always say, put the thing in between, and then you can, whatever it is. Ukemei Shemavur Beitz Chayim, Sheyesh Bechinus Masach Upargud. There's a curtain and there's a pagod is also a type of a bigger separation.
This is a different type of. This is like through this masach you receive. It's not like we're used to.
Yeah, the same thing. Like when you look at the sun like this, you're not going to get any sunlight.
I'm just saying.
So now, yeah, but it's still what you get, not what you don't get.
It's not usually how we think of, shield or klipa,
Yeah, but only if you have sunglasses, then you can go out in the sun.
Right.
So otherwise, you get nothing.
So
even though it's a levush, but the levush allows you to get what you need to get. Otherwise, you don't get anything.
The
levush are the mitzvahs? Yeah, that's what he's saying. The levushim are the mitzvahs. Or God will a great light. It's too great to look at, therefore. When there's a curtain that separates, as a yechelim the kabbalah sa'ur, then you're able to get the or any or that you're going to get. Acha shenisalim ha'orik sase de masach, because the ray is blocked a little bit by the covering, and then you can get it. Ukamei dover chochma v'seichel gadol, like moshul dvar chochma v'seichel gadol, a very deep level of seichel. Ein yechelim lahazbel if nekotem b'chochma. Like we've got the whole concept of a mashal, right? A great seichel to come down to a little kid to be able to understand it, you have to give a physical mashal. Now the mashal really blocks the seichel because it's talking about something else. Yet the only way the kid can understand a little bit of the seichel on its level is through the mashal. Kimai de levushu mashal azmei v'nadavar. Then he understands it. The same thing mitzvahs are called, levushim, which are also a mashal. So he gives us the analogy, so to speak, that mitzvahs are like a mashal to understand the seichel that you wouldn't be able to understand without it. In order to get and feel the rays of Gan Eden, you need to have the mitzvahs that are the garments, the blocking that allows you to get what you need to get.
They're not the etzim themselves?
Huh?
There's not an inyan of the mitzvah being an etzim itself?
Down here, yeah. Up there, it's utilized as the ability,
as a garment.
As a garment to get it. Like the Pasuk says, a teir is the mashal of Hashem. Hainu she is galus etzim rotzen earnings of zeh. In order to be revealing the essence of Elokus, it cannot be revealed to any creature. And therefore, what's the levush, by the way? Asiya. Action of the mitzvah, which is the world of asiya. This world of mitzvahs is asiya. Mitzvahs are only done in asiya. You can't do mitzvahs out of asiya. In Bria, there's no mitzvahs. Gan Eden, there's no mitzvahs, nothing. Not in Bria, not in Yitzir. It's lower Gan Eden, higher Gan Eden. So what is the levush? The world of asiya allows the level of Bria to be able to be felt in the neshama. Therefore, mitzvahs are called levushim.
Can you explain that? What does that mean? But through asiya, we feel Bria?
Through the blockage, when you do a mitzvah in this world,
which is that,
covers Elokus to the extent that in Gan Eden, the neshama in Bria is able to handle the revelation of Bria or Yetzirah.
Oh, in Gan Eden.
Yeah.
Or even more. Why not Atzilus?
Huh?
Because that's not for everyone.
Because Gan Eden is not Atzilus. Gan Eden is Bria and Yetzirah. Gan Eden is higher than... Because Atzilus is not a ray of the Shechina. It's more of the essence of the Shechina. L'chein nikra mitzvahs levushim. Therefore, the mitzvahs are called garment. V'sheirish ha-mitzvahs gevoya made. They come from the level of kesed, which is tarach amudei erd. Okay, mitzvahs, I mean, simply, 613 biblical, 7 rabbinic, 620. That's the level of tofresh chof, which is kesed, is 620. So kesed, mitzvahs originate in the level of kesed, which is called tarach amudei erd, the 620 pillars of Ard. Now, what does Ard do? What does a pillar do? It's a pillar of Ard. A pillar in a building connects the ceiling with the floor. That means Ruchnius and Gashmius. So that's what happens when a person does a mitzvah. He connects Ruchnius and Gashmius. He makes the Gashmius Ruchnius, and therefore it becomes a garment that he can handle the Rei and Gan Eden.
What is the source of Torah? If the source of mitzvah is Keter, what is the source of Torah?
Chochma. That's why mitzvahs are higher than Torah, because Torah comes from Chochma Vatzilus, and mitzvahs come from Kesed Ratzon, willpower. Mitzvahs are not the Seichel of Hashem. Mitzvahs are the will of Hashem. Hashem wants, so that comes from Kesed, which is Ratzon. Ratzon and Einig is Atik and Adich. That's the level of Kesed. Torah comes from the level of Chochma. But again, in the source of the source, you know the way it goes. This is on source, and source of the source, source of the source of the source.
But like he was mentioning, when we do mitzvahs here, it's really the essence of Hashem.
Yeah, because the essence can only be in Gashmias. The essence can be in Ruchnias. Ruchnias is only a revelation of the Shekhinah. Any revelation is limited. Any revelation is not the essence. Remember, I told the two chassidim were talking to friends. He said, okay, define God for me. The guy opened his mouth, he gave him a smack in the face, and he said, the second you open your mouth to describe Hashem is already not him. Because talk is a revelation, you're explaining something. But asiya, because it's not a revelation of Hashem, that's where the essence of Hashem is.
If it took a gashmis to form, it's super revelation. Am I just arguing?
What? Gashmis is atmos.
But it's a revelation in a physical way. It's like there's no greater
revelation. But Gashmius reveals a deeper level of Elokus than Ruchnius does.
That's a whole separate discussion.
No, we learned it many times. I mean, I can tell you in a few lines, but that's it. I want to elaborate on it. Ruchnius, okay. Hashem is Ein Sof, no end. Hashem is also Ein Leitchila. There's no beginning. Correct? No beginning, no end. Now, no beginning is higher than no end, because you can have something which is created, no end. But it was created. There was a time it didn't exist. Ein Leitchila means it was always there. So Ein Leitchila is greater than Ein Sof. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, now. Ruchnius, by definition, is Batul Telokus. Ruchnius is Batul Telokus. Now, that means, what does it mean? That Ruchnius feels its source. Ruchnius feels its source. So Ruchnius doesn't feel that it has no beginning because it's bottled to the source. It knows it has a source. Right? So what does Ruchnius do? Ruchnius reveals the Ein Sof of Elokus. Correct?
Yeah.
Not the Ein Leitchil of Elokus. It reveals the Ein Sof because it feels its source. If it feels its source, then it does have a beginning. It has a source. Correct? Now, Gashmius is Yesh Miayin. Why is Gashmius called Yesh Miayin? Because Gashmius, which is a Yesh, does not feel its source. It's Ayin, it comes from no source. Correct? Now, whether it's real or not real, it is real, but then let's leave it at that. If Gashmius doesn't feel its source, so what does Gashmius feel?
Ein
Leitchila. If he has no source...
No beginning, no end.
No, forget no end. If he has no source, so where's the source?
That's more infinite than...
Ein Leitchila. He has no source. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does Gashmius reveal in Elokus? The Ein Leitchila aspect of Elokus. And by the way, it's not fake. It's real. Gashmius really feels... Because in our Gashmiistika world, if it's not in the five senses, if you don't see it, feel it, hear it, smell it, touch it, well, it doesn't exist. Correct? Even halachically. If a guy walks into an empty room, there's nothing in the room. Yeah? And he says to a woman, Hareyat mukadashusli, on the condition there's nothing in the room. Kedushin is valid. Right? There's air and molecules and the microwaves. And what do you mean there's nothing in the room? Why is it valid? Because in our realm, there is nothing there. If we don't see it, feel, touch it, okay. If you don't have a source, if you don't feel your source, in reality, in my world, it doesn't exist. That means in Gashmiistika world, reality is there is no beginning. So what does Gashmius reveal? Not the Ein Sof of Elokus. Gashmius reveals a deeper level of Elokus Ein Leitchila. And therefore, where is the essence of Hashem? The essence is Ein Leitchila. Where is the essence of Hashem? In Dafkin Gashmius, not in Ruchnius. Therefore, according to Chassidus Kabbalah and Ramban, the ultimate reward is in the Shama in a Guf Tchis HaMesim, not like the Rambam holds, that you can't have the ultimate reward in a Guf. It has to be in the Shama without a Guf. But Kabbalah holds the Dafki in the Guf is the essence, ultimate essence of the revelation, the essence of Hashem, because Gashmi is by nature reveals the no beginning of Elokus rather than the no end of Elokus. So Gashmi is in essence is higher than Ruchnius. Okay.
Even though that's just the perspective of Gashmi.
But it's real. Okay, guys, I have.